Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things inner child healing. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super juicy, the incredible power of solitude and quiet time. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly bombarded by noise, notifications, and demands? Yeah, me too. In our crazy busy world, it's easy to forget the magic that happens when we hit pause and give ourselves space to breathe. Think about it. Solitude isn't just about being alone, it's about creating a sacred space for yourself, a sanctuary where you can connect with your inner voice, recharge your batteries, and tap into that amazing wellspring of creativity and wisdom within. Trust me, this isn't some hippy-dippy concept, it's scientifically proven. Studies show that solitude can reduce stress, boost creativity, improve focus, and even strengthen our relationships. Talk about a win-win. So, why is this so important? Well, imagine your inner child is a delicate flower. It needs time to bloom, to bask in the sunlight, to soak up the nutrients it needs to grow strong and vibrant. When we're constantly plugged in, rushing from one thing to the next, our inner child gets neglected, feeling overwhelmed and depleted. But when we carve out quiet time, we create a safe haven where our inner child can flourish, allowing us to tap into that playful, curious, and authentic part of ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the magic of solitude. 1. Prioritize quiet time. Schedule it in your day like any other important appointment because trust me, it's just as crucial. Even 15 minutes of uninterrupted stillness can work wonders. You know that feeling when you finally get a moment to breathe after a hectic day? That's the magic of quiet time. It's like hitting the reset button on your soul. 2. Unplug and disconnect. I'm talking about ditching the phone, turning off notifications, and stepping away from the digital world. It's amazing how quickly our minds can settle when we remove those constant distractions. Think of it as a detox for your brain, letting go of the noise so you can truly hear yourself think. 3. Find your sanctuary. This could be a cozy corner in your home, a peaceful park bench, or even a quiet spot in nature. It's all about creating a space where you feel safe, relaxed, and comfortable being fully present. 4. Embrace silence. Yes, silence. Don't be afraid of those quiet moments. They're not awkward. They are opportunities for deep reflection, introspection, and connection with yourself. You might even be surprised by the clarity and insights that come when you allow your mind to wander freely. 5. Make it a ritual. Turn quiet time into a cherished ritual. Light a candle, sip on some herbal tea, listen to calming music. Whatever feels nourishing for your soul, make it part of your routine. The more consistent you are, the more powerful those moments of stillness will become. Remember that time when you were a kid and got lost in building a magnificent Lego castle? Or maybe you spent hours drawing fantastical creatures in your sketchbook? That pure, unadulterated focus and creativity, that's what solitude can unlock within us again. Let me tell you about this incredible woman I met recently, Sarah. She was juggling a demanding job, raising 2 kids, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. She felt constantly drained and overwhelmed, like she was just going through the motions. But Sarah started incorporating 30 minutes of quiet time into her day, simply sitting in silence, journaling, or reading something inspiring. And guess what? She reported feeling calmer, more focused, and even more creative at work. She rediscovered that playful spark within herself, starting to paint again after years of putting it aside. So, my beautiful souls, I challenge you to embrace the power of solitude. Schedule it in. Make it sacred and watch as your inner child blossoms, bringing joy, creativity, and a renewed sense of purpose into your life. Remember, stillness isn't laziness, it's an act of radical self-love. It's about giving yourself the space to recharge, grow, and become the most authentic version of yourself. Ready to dive deeper? Share your thoughts on social media, tag me at Laura Bennett Inner Child Healing, and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inner child wisdom because you deserve all the love and light in the world. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.